flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, and the stuff we couldn't get to the first 3.5 hours of the program, including late last night, the Boston Bruins got a game winner in overtime off the stick of one David Pastrnak as the Bees fought back from a 3-1 deficit to beat the Calgary Flames in overtime. They are now 2-2 on this 5-game road trip, Jones, which will wrap up tomorrow against Edmonton.
Okay, well, you just said it. They went from looking like they were flailing on this road trip,
which they were.
I mean, I don't think we're making that up. They got bombarded 8-1 and 5-1, so 13-2 to start this road trip. All of a sudden now you're splitting on the trip to this point in time. We'll see if they can solve that more. It does feel like Pastrnak's gotten going a little bit. He's scored in 3 of the last 4 games. He has, 11 points. In 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, in 8 games this month.
Yeah.
It's so, 5 in the last 2, right?
Yeah, so it feels like he's going a little bit, which is important. You're right. He had 4 points, a goal, and 3 assists against Vancouver.
Turn the heat up a little bit.
So that's important for them. And, okay, we were starting to question Sacco and how different things were. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, it's like, okay, win this last game on the trip. Where are they going next? Edmonton? Maybe
Edmonton.
Get a point against Edmonton.
Maybe.
You've had a decent road trip, and now you're back in business. Okay, now you feel pretty good about it. So they've righted the ship, is what I would say.
Elias Lindholm with his first goal in, I think, 2 years.
Yeah,
so that was good to see.
He scored against former team Calgary. Calgary. As we're now referring to it. We'll talk to Razor tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Zadorov was getting booed early in the game last night. He's a former Flame.
Mm-hmm.
He was asked about it after the game.
He's terrible.
Like, he stinks.
He's awful.
He's been better. Nick said this. He's been better.
Last night, was it the first goal? He just fell asleep.
Yeah, no, he doesn't do much. He's been better in general, and last night specifically not good.
Right.
But he was booed on his opening shift last night. He was asked after the game what he thinks of it, and he's like, well, last year when I came in with the Canucks, I was booed every time I touched the puck.
Okay.
And he's like, it's progress.
Okay, he's getting better.
Yeah.
It's beginning to look a lot like a grab bag. Every afternoon, Jones and Keefe will keep you entertained every midday with Keefe's Keys and Hot Patriots Takes 2.
Wow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Grab Bag, Grab Bag, Grab Bag this year.
Ah, how about that one?
Bravo.
That's none other than Twitch legend Radio Chick 81.
That's who that is?
Yeah.
Wow, great work.
Yeah.
So I was actually going to ask when it started. Obviously, when she mentioned Jones and Keefe, I knew it was a new one, but I didn't know if that was like a throwback.
That was a
grab bag from a Christmas ago.
No, is a brand
great
new
work,
one.
Radio Chick.
Brand new, coming in, some holiday-themed ones.
Songbird of a generation.
Pretty great.
Yeah.
The New York baseball Yankees, Jones, traded for Cody Bellinger from the Cubs, who used to be good.
Yeah.
Not sure he is anymore.
No, but he's left-handed, right?
He is.
How many dingers is he going to suck in that?
36.
Little tuna can of a ballpark.
Probably will smack some dingers.
Yeah.
Because they obviously lost out on Juan Soto. They apparently were also looking at first base. He plays first and outfield, right?
Yeah.
But he was like the 2019
MVP.
MVP, where he hit 47 homers.
Huh.
This past year, he hit 18.
You think he's a future MLB random player of the day, or you think he's too good? He's an MVP. He's probably too good.
I don't know. It was a long time ago. We're getting further and further away.
Yeah.
He won the MVP the last time Tom Brady played for the Patriots. So
it's a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
A lot has changed.
Hmm.
Keith, better watch out. Jones, better not cry. Lanny, better not pout. We're telling you why. Santa Claus is getting grab bag.
What do you think of that?
I like it. Now, if I were Nick, I might have a gripe. Since
No Nick reference
there. But
she's pressed for time. Maybe.
Great work, yeah.
Maybe pressed for time. Buda Baker. We just saw Buda Baker for the Arizona Cardinals. Just signed himself a new 3-year extension worth $54 million, 30 guaranteed, making it the third highest safety contract in NFL history.
Almost a part of the Jones-Patriots plan.
Oh, yeah, I thought
now,
about it.
Now, I did think about it. This is before the news even came out for the contract.
Big extension.
Whatever. They got big. I'd rather have a corner than a safety, but I was thinking about him, and then he signed an extension, and it wouldn't have mattered anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Have yourself a merry little grab bag. Jones and Keefe middays. From now on, your grab bag will be miles away.
Wow, some power
How
in that
about
voice.
That's incredible.
Wow.
How about some quarterback news? Adam Schefter tweeted this out because we talked earlier in the show about how Kirk Cousins benched, Michael Penix is in. So week 16 coming up, Browns are going from Jameis Winston to Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Apparently, he's going to get the start.
Gross. So that guy we gave fantasy advice to the other day, start Winston in your playoff matchup?
No, don't start Winston.
Don't do that.
The Giants are going from Tommy DeVito to Drew Locke. The Titans
Hang on. That's not a choice. DeVito's in concussion protocol,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's just putting a list of all these different guys.
Okay.
So Titans are expected to sit Will Levis for Mason Rudolph. He says there's a game-time decision likely coming for Patrick Mahomes, so you could get Carson Wentz. The Raiders are holding out hope Aiden O'Connell could be back this week after starting Desmond Ridder on Monday night. And the Saints started Jake Haener this past Sunday, but Spencer Rattler finished the game and could be in prime position to take over this weekend. So that's like a quarter of the league might have different quarterbacks.
Someone is reporting that, is it James Palmer? I think it's James Palmer is reporting that Mahomes is playing.
This Saturday?
I thought so. Hang on.
All right.
He practiced in full yesterday.
The expectation is that Patrick Mahomes is going to try and give it a go.
Okay.
Will he be 100%? Absolutely not. But the belief now is that we'll see how the rest of the week plays out, and he's going to give it a go. So that was from James Palmer. I guess that's not a definitive report.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right about now, the funk soul.
Grab bag.
Also Radio Chick 81. That one. No, it's good. How about this? Is this the worst futures bet loss of all time?
Oh,
apparently this one just came down. This,
I tailed Scheim on Anthony Richardson MVP. Anthony Richardson MVP.
All right, that's a different kind of worst loss.
Okay.
I mean, you're this close to winning,
happens. Got it.
So apparently, on some sites going into the year, David Montgomery's rushing over under total was 775.5.
No,
he finished the year injured 775. He needed one yard in three games.
And
to
his last game, I believe, was either 4 carries for 5 yards or 5 for 4 yards.
Mm.
Like, even in the game he got hurt.
Yeah, right.
He
wasn't very
good. He just gave you another yard, you hit the I had not heard of that.
Not good.
Wow.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
So this is kind of a scary news update here. So we knew Javon Baker popped up on the injury report last week with a concussion. And we're like, what's going on? That's all we saw.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't play in the game. What's going on? We found out today. Car accident.
Huh.
He was in a car accident, and I guess he told reporters, including I think it was Doug Kye that I saw the tweet from, that he was like blessed to only walk away with a concussion. So I don't know. There's your update on Javon Baker.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say much about. I mean, you hope he's okay.
I don't know what happened.
It sounds like it's very fortunate that he's okay. It sounded like a terrible car accident. It is another thing to add onto the list with him. You don't even know that he's at fault, but it's been a real wild rookie year for that guy.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah. When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion,
upset stomach. Grab bag. How about the Ivy League? After all these years, Ivy League football will be allowed to participate in the FCS playoffs starting next year. So for years, FCS, like your 1AA, like UNH
they were never allowed,
and Rhode Island.
Huh?
No.
Because I've told you this before.
They'd be like ranked. You'd be like, oh, Harvard's really good this year, but Harvard wouldn't go play.
Fitzpatrick was at Harvard when I was in college doing Northeastern football games. They still had Northeastern football. Brad.
Yeah.
And
that's nice.
And I
have a squad.
I didn't realize they didn't go to the tournament. I didn't realize that.
So it's similar to the NESCAC? Whatever. What was the league that Tufson that Andy Hart played in? Like Bates, Bowdoin.
NESCAC.
Is it NESCAC?
I don't know.
I feel like that might be my high school.
Hockamock.
They're in the Hockamock. Yeah. The Hockamock is a wagon.
Yeah.
So no, they think they're the Little Ivy, right? Hart will come in all hot about this.
They think they're
it's like
little
Williams,
Ivy,
yeah. Amherst, yeah. Trinity, baseball,
yeah,
and
yeah,
Tufts.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
But so,
have you ever talked to somebody from Williams or
how do you know? Oh, because they told you about it the first 2 minutes. No, but that group, they only play each other. It's hard to know how good they are. And, like, every once in a while, like, D3 football will, like, rank all the teams, and maybe one of them goes undefeated, and they're like, yeah, I guess they're good. But they weren't participating in the tournament.
Right.
And maybe that's changed. I don't know. But for years and years and years, they wouldn't even be in it.
I didn't realize those Ivy schools couldn't compete. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Grab bag.
Falcons have placed Younghoe Koo on IR and signed kicker Riley Patterson off of the Browns. So, new kicker to go with Michael Penix.
Wow.
Yeah, how do you like that?
Times are changing.
You could say that again.
I said, times are a change.
Do I make you grab bag?
I think that needs a baby on the end.
There might be something there. Yeah, yeah. There might be something else.
Yeah.
Michael Vick is going to be the head coach of Norfolk State. Going to a little college football action.
See, there's a little spat between
Schefter
and Gottlieb over this story.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Gottlieb was like, come on, Schefter, you just work for the agents. And Schefter was like, come on, Doug, you're 0-5 in the Horizon League or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he kind of owned him.
Called him out for that, huh?
Good for Schefter, by the way, is going to be on WEEI afternoons today.
Yes. All right.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Grandma got run over by a
grab bag. So, best NBA performance from last night.
Has to be.
Jones. Oh, you know what? Let me update this. I thought I had it. I don't. It was from the NBA.
It's only one game.
It was from the NBA Cup.
The Bucks won.
It was from the NBA. I don't have it.
It's
not on the regular scoreboard.
Giannis,
oh, no, here it is. Here
Giannis
it.
Had a triple-double.
Here it is. Yes. Yes. Let's start this one over. Let me give you one more. Yeah, I wasn't prepared.
It's beginning to look a lot like
grab bag.
Okay,
this is yelling at us.
Little tail. Yes, NBA Cup action, Jones. Giannis, 26, 19, and 10. Damian Lillard had 23. In a losing effort, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 21. And Isaiah Hartenstein had 16 and 12.
Oh, he was grabbing boards last night.
Who are you going with?
I went Giannis.
Probably Giannis as well. I would agree. He had a pretty good game.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right. right, let's get it. We have a shortstop today to talk about. Random baseball player. Played for three teams in his illustrious career. The Oakland A's, Pittsburgh Pirates, and Arizona Diamondbacks.
In that order?
Mark Ellis.
Nope. Great guess. He may have overlapped with Mark Ellis at one point.
One more time, the teams?
Oakland A's, Pittsburgh Pirates, Arizona Diamondbacks. I've barely played for the Snakes. Really, an Oakland A.
Well, I was about to say Jay Bell. That's wrong. Pirates and Snakes is what I was thinking. And was he a second baseman? He was
shortstop.
More second
yeah, yeah. Shortstop.
No, I'm saying Jay Bell was more of a second baseman.
Yeah. No, Jay Bell played some short.
Played some
Jay Bell was nice.
Okay.
Good Snakes years.
Yeah, I feel like I've guessed him a handful of times.
He had like a 40-dong season, didn't he? Or close to it?
Oh, I don't know. Did he?
Jay Bell might have.
Okay.
He also played with glasses, I believe, at one point
that
in his career.
That's right. That does
He's on the Pirates. He played from 2003 to 2010. Kind of short and sweet.
Wow, that is a short career.
And he barely played in 03. He broke into the major. His rookie season was 2004. Where he was the rookie of the year.
Huh.
What team?
Oakland A's, Athletics.
Bobby Crosby.
Nice.
He got it.
There it is.
Bobby Crosby. Rookie of the year, and then really downhill after that.
I couldn't get past Nick Ahmed,
good guess.
I'm looking now. I think the Twitch chat did beat me
People
to
are
that.
Getting Crosby? Yeah, we're getting some Crosby.
I see it on the text line as well.
You're thinking of Bing Crosby, his grandfather.
I did not steal it, but I'll acknowledge I was not first to it. But yes, Bobby Crosby in fantasy that year, Keith.
Yeah, how'd he do?
I had
Bobby Crosby
and Jason Bay. I believe I had both rookie of the years that year.
22 long Johnsons that year would not hit you a high average.
No.
But the A's didn't care about that.
Nope.
The A's just want you to get on base.
Nope.
Grab a walk.
The original baseball ruiners, the Oakland A's, kind of like the three-point line now.
Joke's on them, though. Yep.
Ignore all of the Cy Young winners and the MVP on their team, and then they only won because guys got on base.
Guys, they had Scott Hatterberg that year, and they got him to play first base. All right? That's why Moneyball worked.
Yep.
A young Chris
I pay
Pratt.
To get on first, not get thrown out at second.
Yes.
That's it.
Okay.